Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome. Welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo. Today, I know you're so many of you are trying to relax after a very hectic holiday period, and today we're going to be talking about a subject matter that is important to so many people, members of families that are involved with the military, and what we're dealing with in the issues relative to prescription abuse and some other things that are going to be coming up. Our guest today is Lou Paradise. He is the CEO and of the wonderful company that puts out Toprosyn products, and they are just amazing, and we will be talking about that later on. But Lou is a man that has a mission. Not only is he a former Marine himself, but he's very concerned about the welfare and well-being of those in the military, because it was such a significant part of his life. Lou, I want to welcome you to the show today.
Donna, as always, it's a real pleasure to be here and contribute to your sterling contribution to great information to the audience, which I know people have had life-changing experiences with, so it's a privilege to be here. Thank you so much.
Lou, you're a man that has walked a very unique path. You have been very much involved in the military. You were a dedicated Marine. You are an entrepreneur. You are a man of scientific bend. You like to investigate the unique, the unusual. But the veterans are very, very close and dear to your heart. And you, with your own products and services, have been deeply involved with the veterans' hospitals. And today we were going to be talking about a significant issue that many men and women of the military are dealing with today, and that is drug abuse. When did you really become conscious of this yourself, Lou? Was this in Vietnam when you were serving there?
In Vietnam, certainly there was more than ample opportunity to see how easily it was for people to go to the drugs. In that particular point in time, it wasn't prescription narcotic medication as it is today, but nevertheless, it was for the same reason. It is very difficult for anyone to imagine what it's like to actually be in a combat situation. And, of course, helicopter combat ready medevac rescue combat squadrons and a mine in the Marine Corps, we see all of those things, incredible differences in terms of the health and vitality of our people, both from a physical point of view and from a an emotional point of view. And so for me, it started in Vietnam, where you could easily see a downward spiral very quickly for people who were, half in the bag, because of the fact that drugs, and very unfortunately, in the same typical circumstances, because of the nature of how ill-prepared, I believe, our services, our veteran services are, let alone operative military establishments are, to handle this kind of problem, this traumatic, post-traumatic syndrome. Half the beautiful men and women who are coming home from Afghanistan, Iraq, different tours of duty in different parts of the world, whether it be Vietnam or Korea, World War II, and more so now than ever because of the intensity of the combat, that most of our veterans coming home don't have even a moment of time to really go through the right kind of decompression program, the right kind of sorting out how you're feeling. You're going from this high, enormous adrenaline rush to being in the middle of, normal dinner with the family. It's a very, very difficult transition. Some people do well, and a lot don't. And that's why it's something that's been on my heart and on my mind. Even if I wasn't a veteran, combat veteran, I would still feel the same way I do about what this has meant and what this means now to our country. And I believe the way that a veteran situation should be handled far more appropriately, far more resources. We have enough resources to go and take our people throughout, you know, the world doing what they do and what they're ordered to do, but should have that same amount of dollars handy for everybody coming back home and giving them an opportunity to really reengage in life after getting all the stuff off their chest, off their hearts, out of their minds, and doing something about it. So it's been something that has been with me for a very long time now.
I've interviewed many different health professionals who have had a deep concern about the abuse of prescription drugs. And this has been written up in so many articles just in the past couple of years. And you yourself have posted some articles on your website where you are detailing specifics about these prescription drugs and how the military itself has done quite a bit of research relative to this. What are the stats on this that they have found out about?
Well, you know, a great percentage. You know, we're talking about upward of 50 or 60% of the people have been exposed to narcotic medication. Some people just can use it and just take the edge off. Other people don't know they're, you know, addictive personalities, and they run into this very significant narcotic medication. I think that the most important thing, I think, when we look at the statistics, and as sad as they all are, it's a reflection of our entire country in that we have an over-medicated population to begin with. When we start medicating our troops in the field on active duty, this becomes a real precarious circumstance for them. Everyone who are people around them, all their team, and everyone who's in their camp, and then a reflection of it comes home, and the reason is the incredible addictive nature of some of these medications. In fact, you know, there was a big lawsuit against Purdue Pharma, who was the maker of OxyContin, and back when they were doing the panels in front of the FDA, they were marketing that product even to the FDA as far as clinical trials as something that wasn't going to be a very addictive. It was easy to manage the drug. It wasn't, you could easily get off at any time you needed to, and that it would be safer all the way around than all the other narcotic medications that are on in the market at the time. Well, as it turned out, that was completely opposite. You know, until the dark side of this drug started to rear its head and this addictive circumstance, I mean, that company was actually fined $634 million for not telling the FDA the truth about the narcotic nature of it. Now, it's, you know, you would think, okay, if that was the case, which it was, a very clear indication, some of the people in that company actually went to jail, from what I understand. And rightfully so, but I think that what happens is, then how in the world could that product still be on the marketplace? You know,
mm-hmm.
if, you know, it's like, wait a minute. You know, so the whole thing about what happens to any of our people in the United States or anywhere else in the world, for that matter, and our veterans especially, you know, talking about vulnerable to this unfortunate disconnect between the battlefield and walking in civilian life, which we all suffer through. If you don't get, you know, the appropriate treatment or the appropriate opportunity just to kind of decompress somewhere along the line. Now you have these addictive medicines that make it impossible for the average person just to get a little bit of a calming effect from something, and then finally, okay, I had that for a couple of weeks. Now I'm going to go off and live my life, and I'm never going to take those again because, you know, there I am. That isn't the case with these drugs. They're so addictive. I mean, there's huge cases. Rush Limbaugh, I mean, you know, there's a case, you know, the guy who said, I can, you know, do whatever I'm doing with half my brain tied behind my back. You know, he was sending people on the street to get Lorset and OxyContin, Vicodin, very
mm-hmm.
highly addictive. There's certainly, you know, whether you like him or not, you got to think the guy's a smart guy. So it doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter where you are, doesn't matter what your status is, doesn't matter how much money you have, doesn't matter, you know, where you are in terms of your life's process. This kind of stuff should never even be on the marketplace as open as it is, and we have a terrible epidemic. You know, Donna, when you think about this, for veterans, and or for even in the workplace, just the common denominator of these same medications, if you want to call them that, we have come to a point in the 21st century where we have finally seen the day in the workplace where narcotic medication in our veterans groups, where narcotic medication is used more than all, according to CDC and OSHA and everyone else, used more than all illegal drugs combined. There's so it's epidemic proportion, you know, and it is sad because the United States of America, for goodness sakes, we can innovate anything we need to really give our people an opportunity to live, you know, the right to pursue happiness and a lifestyle of joy and accomplishment and feeling good about your accomplishments and being conscious enough to know, hey, I did that. You know, and everybody deserves that, especially our veterans. You know, to me that, you know, when you have a bunch of beautiful, incredible people, you can't pay people enough money to do what our combat troops are doing still now, let alone what they've done all through history. And maybe the same could be said about firemen and policemen and anyone who's in harm's way. But the truth of the matter is we have to do a better job. Our fabric of our society can't be held together with some, you know, some chemical compounds. You can't poison yourself to better health, you know, and we really have to start looking at it overall for many reasons. And this is just one sad, very sad notice, shameful, I think, in the history of the United States that we've allowed this to happen. And now with our some of our most precious people who have gone off and put their life on the line for what they believe in their heart of hearts is the right thing to do, to not understand that if we continue to allow big company with big interests to just openly market this kind of stuff and it finds its way in every way of every aspect of life, that something's got to be changed there, and that to me I think is a core real thing that needs lots of discussion and lots of movement in changing that.
I agree. Now, Lou, you're a man that has always had an interest in medicine. One time you wanted to be a doctor. Mm-hmm. You instead evolved because of your own personal experiences, into establishing a product line that is narcotic-free, that helps people with pain. Mm-hmm. With the research that you've done, Lou, and this is something that's involved many years of your life.
Sure.
Your company, you started in 1994. What have you found in your research as a scientist, as a person that wants to look at alternative ways? I know it is a core of people that's beginning to grow and grow in so many areas of medicine and in the health industry where people are starting to wake up to what you have just discussed.
Mm-hmm.
What is the relationship between nutrition and the aspect of medication?
You know, the interesting thing, you know, when we look at addiction and, you know, our company has developed a significant answer for looking and diagnosing pain and getting people better through enhanced healing as opposed to, and something that is not only natural, but has no chemical compounds in it at all. The issue with regard to the interest in addictions, we have for goodness gracious since 1994, and for me, well before we even formed the company, I was researching, you know, how is it that addictions work? Looking at alcoholism as just one, and looking at, you know, the people, you know, obviously people, you know, I know plenty of. You know, as an Italian boy, we know that people drink to get high. I mean, they just, you know, they drink and they like it because they like to feel, you know, like I'm just escaping here, doing my thing. But we wondered, you know, I wondered what kind of centerpiece, is there some simple nutritional thing that might offset it? And what are people really craving when they crave alcohol, as an example? And we found, and a lot of addiction centers, especially alcoholic addiction centers, have come to realize this, you know, within the last decade, that a good deal of the alcoholics are really craving sugar. And, of course, most, you know, whiskeys and you know, rye and scotch and bourbons and whatever, all made from sugar, basically. And when you help that person to do something nutritionally that actually helps their addiction for sugar, it was a much easier process to help them to finally get off of the booze, to get on the whole idea of we can actually do something by looking logically at what we might be able to. And I don't want to try to simplify or oversimplify this, but I'll give you an example. We found that when people use the amino acid L-glutamine, that their sugar cravings reduced by 80%. And because L-glutamine has this fabulous way of helping the body adjust to the craving, you know, people will crave, just like people will seek out what they're allergic to. It's one of the fascinations of the mind and the body, and the body needing things and overdoing, over wanting to consume stuff because it's trying to balance out the rest of what's happening in it to get back to a point of health and vitality, kind of a balance. And it was fascinating to see that when we recommended L-glutamine because we said, this might be a real good tool. And it was wonderful to see that people who are addicted to alcohol actually were able to deal with their alcoholism a lot better, satisfying the real craving, and how amazed they were, as well as the doctors and everyone else was, that something as simple as that could at least start the process of really putting kind of a real good, here's the first space, here's point A, and that now is part of the protocol, I believe, for a lot of alcohol centers that do that. So from a nutritional point of view, most people crave things, most people are out of sorts, most people will lean to the drugs because there are nutritional deficiencies that actually cause the body to crave for things that it can get now, even if it's artificial, even if it's a chemical, to try to compensate for what they're not getting in basic nutrition and hydration, which is pretty fascinating stuff. And for goodness gracious, I've been doing the research for 40-something years, so now 25 years start with my company, and then 18 years as a company, looking at these kinds of things.
Well, with this, when we're looking at the prescription drug situation, and as you've mentioned, in the general population, it is just as serious as it is among the military. With the veterans, if we have anybody that is listening and they have a family member, I was talking with someone just yesterday who has a family member who they know is into drugs. They don't know exactly what they're using. This is someone that's in their 40s, and they are challenged by this. Mm-hmm. What can they do if they go to the VA hospital, if they're involved with a doctor? So many people, when they take these things, they don't even realize they've become addicted. I've talked with someone whose mother has been taking oxycodone, I don't know for how long. Her doctor just hands it to her like it's candy. And she's totally addicted. And this isn't the only member of the family that's had this problem. Whoever's gone to this doctor, apparently, it's the same patterning. It's almost really scary, Lou, because if someone is getting involved in this, what can someone do if they have a member of family that's like this? It's coming back from overseas where drug addiction and involvement with drugs is just so commonplace. Nobody thinks anything about it. And they come back here and maybe they come back into an environment that says, this is not what we want. We don't want to have this in our space. What can they do?
Well, one of the things I recognize when people come back from combat situation, they're separated from everyone who they dearly love for the most part, comrades in arms, your brothers and/or brothers and sisters. They're separated from this incredible family of people. It's not that their family doesn't count. They certainly do, and they love their family dearly. But they're separated from everything they knew within a plane trip home without any moment of being able to get them to places where they get the kind of counseling and groups. I mean, half the guys coming home and deployed, if they got together with their own people and were able to go through some decompression, some healthy, readjusting of coming down from where they are in that whole adrenaline rush, putting trying to help people to look at their skill sets and all the things, most people, most of the families should start looking for the help that's available to them in their local community. There are plenty of VA veterans groups, American Legion groups, that are starting to take a very proactive in Wounded Warrior projects. They're taking a very proactive stand on getting good, solid opportunity for the men and women who are in these circumstances coming to the family to get the help they need. Most families are ill-equipped because unless they've been in combat, and even with that, it's not to say that you still know. What they need is something that is not provided. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's because the government, the VA has stepped up many of its programs and all, but it really is expecting the local community to do more to help that person coming back to the community more so. And I think that the families need to seek out kind of counseling. Don't force people to do this. Try to connect them back with the people they care about. I think that isolating the troops, isolating people from their team, from their buddies, from the men and women who they've been, when you're out in the field and you're in a combat situation, the rest of the world doesn't make much difference to you at that moment of time. It's all your brothers and sisters that are with you right there and then. Your life is on the line. You've just asked somebody to protect your back, your life, and you've done the same with them. And it's an incredible bond that is very difficult for people to really understand unless they've been there. But more essentially, it isn't something that can't be transitioned to coming back into the world, as we would all say, by helping to form alliances with government can afford to fly everything, everybody all over the place and has enough money to do what it pretty much wants to do. Put those kind of groups together. Get the people that are, all coming back from places that are all over the country, not seeing each other, not hearing each other. Get them back together and get them the kind of things they need just to decompress. I think most of the people that we know who are in combat would have loved that situation, because we don't know. If you're in a Marine Corps, you're in the Army, you're a combat veteran, you don't want to admit there's anything wrong, or you're going through a solitary thing. It's like you can't have that kind of weakness. It's just no. That's I'm steel. I'm invincible. Well, unfortunately, all of us are just human. The human side can really help a lot if the other part of it and our community, along with our Veterans Administration, really would take the time to really look at more appropriate ways of getting our people back to a solid base of people together, going through it together. Because look, you went through the whole combat thing together. Just guess what? How would that affect the world if we could help them get together in this environment and then come to help each other, help out what's going on, watch over each other, protect each other, and then augment into society? To me, it'd be a lot smarter transition than anybody's doing right now, and it's sad that it isn't happening, but I'm gratified to see all the community people who are doing it, in spite of what the government's doing one way or the other.
Well, I know here in the Pacific Northwest, there has been more than one commentary regarding the men and women coming back home.
Sure.
And how there was one batch earlier in the year of people that had come in, and the individuals had just not been able to adapt to civilian life, and sadly, there had been some suicides, and there was a call to attention, if you will, mm-hmm. regarding this, and what it was is the adaptation was very difficult, because they had been out in the field of battle. They were constantly on edge. Many of the individuals had served four sessions, one had served six, mm-hmm. and had come back. So when they would come back home, it was sort of like, oh, ho, ho, everything's party time. Then they turn around a few months. I mean, they didn't even have a chance to unwind, and they were sent back overseas.
Exactly.
So when you have more than one situation like this, psychologically and mm-hmm. physiologically, I think the adjustment is just huge. And when you have the medications dropped in as well, because a lot of them have post-traumatic stress syndrome, so many of them have come back wounded. There is psychological stuff that they don't even talk about necessarily among themselves, but the camaraderie gives them a sense of security. And then they come back to civilian life, and people are talking about the price of bread, and gee whiz, it's raining today, I feel lousy, and all of the things that to them would, they've been battling, and they've been bleeding, and they've looked at horrific things, and in a world that has been totally foreign to them, and they say, this just doesn't make sense to me. I can't even relate to it.
You know, the components in this, in our involvement with our Topperson products and VA medical centers, I'll give you a little snapshot. You know, we know that unresolved pain, neurological, nerve-related pain, physical pain, is a component here. It's one of the things that we do a lot of work with. Our Topperson products relieve pain by, as people know, by stimulating a very robust healing response. So the body immediately responds to this. We have had such great success with this topical cream that there are VA medical centers in the country, just to give you a sense of it, of the outpatient end of it, where we do inpatient work as well now, but we did outpatient work. And we were able to finally help them unravel that physical sense of pain, that physical sense of nerve pain, especially for trauma injury, neurological injuries that do occur, unfortunately, with in combat. It was one component that so helped most of the veterans that 80% of this one population in this VA medical center, quite large addicted population, outpatients, 80% of the veterans in that population, because of our Topperson products, are completely off their narcotic pain medication, which means a good percentage are able to think straight enough, get off their antidepressive medicines as well, to reengage in life and start really pulling their life together. And then, of course, you know, because you're talking about some amazing people who are willing to put their life on the line for what they believe, in the core and heart of those people are vibrant people we need in our society, and we need to honor them by helping them to unravel, you know, a step at a time, stuff that's going on in their lives. So we are so humbled by that we actually have a 21st century solution to unravel the physical part of the pain, which has had a huge impact on getting the medicines reduced, which has a huge impact on helping people think straight. And once they do, it's like it was for some of them. I mean, it was very emotional for me as well, and it's like a miracle, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's not the products that are miracles; it's that people living in life and, you know, doing all the things they're doing and trying to really conduct their lives in the same honor and dignity and duty that they did while they were in combat, now transferred into the world and be able to do something that matters to them because we take the time to care enough to make sure we're getting them the things that these incredible people need. And, you know, we're just a small part of it, and we are transforming the way things are done and the way things are diagnosed, and we're very humble about that, too. And you said in the beginning, I am a man on a mission for sure. I know something about combat, know kind of battles we have to win. This is one of them. You know, the hearts and minds and sanity of people, this is one of those battles we have to win. And guess, to me, I know as well to you, these folks and this veteran group deserve nothing less than our very best in that regard.
I agree, Lou. And for those of you listening, I encourage you to go to his website, Topperson.com. That's TOPRICIN.com. Now, there's a lot of information there regarding all kinds of situations, people. He's got a fabulous newsletter that comes out. They educate you on so many different levels. Topperson, I know from personal experience how much it has assisted members of my family and me. And I was just talking with some friends, Lou, on Sunday because we had a huge gathering at our home. And someone came up to me and said, oh, I'm so glad you gave some of this to my mother because it's helped me, it's helped her. And it was for their pain relief. And it's something that is homeopathic. Our listeners need to know that. Mm-hmm. But more than that, it is something that even children can use because you have a formula for that. And I gave someone some of your children's formula as well because they had a little two-year-old with them. And they were thrilled because they know that it's something safe that they can use. And I think because of what we've discussed today relative to our veterans, I think it's important for the audience to know that the problem with drug addiction, the problem with pain, is something that so many people experience, and there is an opportunity, there is an option for them to work with. And I think your website, topperson.com, goes a long way to adding even more information and education about nutrition, essential oils. I mean, there's just so many different things that you have available for people that want to read and become educated. I just think it's terrific, Lou.
Well, Donna, thank you so much. You know, one of the things for sure, if anybody who is in a veteran or a veteran's family, we do have a code that we decided to make sure that if you hear this on Donna's show, our code is D for Donna, S for SIBO, V for veterans and or victory, DSV30, which means you get 30% off all any of our products and free shipping as well. So, and if you know somebody who's a veteran who can't afford to buy stuff, call us anyway, and we'll do everything we can to help you get the products. We just know there are just too many issues out there where people are just marketing stuff to pay, you know, to... We mm-hmm. have no problem, you know, being a profitable organization, but it's got to be more than just selling products. That's what you're all about, Donna. That's why it's always a privilege for me to be here with you and share this information with your listeners. And so thank you so very much.
You're very welcome, Lou. It's a delight. We'll be talking with you again, DSV30. Believe me, this stuff works. Tell your friends, but try it if you want. But give them the code DSB30. Check out his website, though. You will find that topperson.com has so much information available for you. It will be one of your favorites. You're going to want to put it down so you can check out their latest information at any time. Lou, as always, it's been a delight. Thank you for being my guest today, and we'll look forward to the next time.
As well, Donna. Thank you so much. Happy New Year.
You're welcome. Happy New Year to you. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Have you ever had a friend tell you about a product they really believed in? Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Topperson is a homeopathic cream that is just fabulous. I use it and my friends use it for relief of painful discomfort such as aching muscles and sore feet. Odorless, non-greasy, it is a product that belongs in everyone's medicine cabinet and first aid kit. Check out www.topperson.com. That's T-O-P-R-I-C-I-N. And find out more information. You can order Topperson online or call 800-959-1007. That's 800-959-1007. Be sure to give them the code DS30 and you'll receive a 30% discount. Topperson, non-toxic, safe for children too. This is a product that really works. Try it. I think you'll like it. Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com. and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. Telephone lines are open. And if you'd like to give me a buzz at 888-627-6008, I would just love to chat with you. Light up your life with a little bit of insight. We have so much stuff that's going to be coming up and going on. And my goodness, can you believe that New Year's, we're going to be into 2012. It's going to be a power-packed year. Yes, PPY, power-packed year. We've got a caller on the line waiting. Let's go to this caller, and I want to welcome you to the show, first name or initial. And where are you calling in from?
Hi. My first name is Jill, and I'm calling from Connecticut.
From Connecticut. Where in Connecticut?
Well, I'm calling from Orange, Connecticut.
Orange, Connecticut.
Yeah, just like the fruit. Yep.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you what. Connecticut is one of the most gorgeous states. I think that there's just, it's just beautiful. Do you have snow right now?
Fortunately, not.
Okay. I know the feeling. I know that feeling, especially around the holidays.
It was so brutal last winter. I'm glad there's no snow yet.
Okay, let's get down to business with you, Jill. First thing that I'm looking at is tremendous determination and dedication on your part. You are a woman who has slugged through, you might say, some very difficult times, but you have really come out knowing how to take care of things effectively and well. But there is something that's occurring with you that you're not quite sure about, and that is on a couple of levels. One, it's on your intuitive level. You're finding that you're becoming much more sensitive to people's circumstances, environments, and you think, oh, jeebus, I don't know, I just must be tired, or I'm getting these flashes of information. Oh, it's just my imagination. Really, it isn't. Within the female, the nervous system, as she matures, has a vibratory frequency that is far more refined than what you would imagine. So as you become older, between the hormonal shifts and various physiological changes that you go through, it's as if this survival mechanism of the intuitive self is activated at a much higher frequency. So when someone is already sensitive, which you have very strong psychic abilities anyway, when you're already sensitive, it becomes even more so. So I want you to be patient with this. And don't feel like it's a negative. It is not. It is something that is a natural part of you, and it's something you want to understand. It will help you as you are wanting to develop a brand new career arena of expertise. Give yourself about a year to do the exploration and the refinement that you want. 2012 is going to be a very potently powerful year for you, but you must be the one that determines the pace. You must be the one that looks at what your priorities are. Don't let other people take the wheel and drive you into the direction they think you should go into. This is the year of 2012. It's coming up, and it's just in a few days. This is the year where you need to take time to really sit still, be quiet, and ask yourself what your priorities are. And I would like to see your priority, your physical wellness first. Because
you'd like to see my priority be what, Donna?
I'd like it to be your physical health.
Oh, physical health.
I want you to take care of yourself physically because you have a patterning, and it's, I'm not saying this out of to be critical or harsh. You have a patterning to stretch yourself too thinly so you don't get enough rest. You're not eating right. You need to take care of yourself. You need to make you number one priority because you're really going to be on what I consider a fast track of self-awareness, development, and progression on all levels. So please take care of yourself. You can ignore it, but I think you'll be very unhappy if you do.
Mm-hmm.
So take care of yourself. Number two, you need to look at how you want to have a financial patterning in your life. You want to have that, and you want to work out an outline not Pollyannish of, gee, I want $5 million in the next 6 months. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about being very methodical with what your plan is and what your agenda is for your own achievement of financial independence on the level that you want it. And I'd like you to make a 2-year projection, a 3-year projection, and a 5-year projection. Don't go out further than 5 years, because I think you're going to speed up things so fast, it's not even funny.
Really?
What question would you like to ask me today?
Well, it's interesting. I was going to ask you about, I had two things. One of them you partially answered, which was the career thing. I want to clarify with you. You said 2-year projection of my finances. Is that based on what I make now, or on what I would like to be seeing in my life?
You have to combine it. I would say based on your projections for now. Let's say you have a plan for savings, okay? You're making...
So be practical is what you're saying.
Being practical, but I don't want you to lose the vision.
Okay.
Be practical, work with what you've got. But let's say you were a salesperson and you were generating $10,000 a month sales. Let's just say that. So you were bringing in, maybe a substantial amount of money for yourself, but it wasn't where you wanted to be. So you could always say, gee, I'd like to bring in $100,000 a month in sales. But what you're dealing with are variables of the economy. You're dealing with the clientele that you're going to reach and all kinds of things. So you just look at what you've got right now, but you also are developing a whole new career. And this is something that I think in the next year you're going to find yourself looking at another arena that you will take the skills you've already acquired and move into. So when you move into that other arena, then you want to look at where you want to go from there.
Got it. So you really feel like something new is coming down the pike.
Yes. Yes. And
got
you're
it.
Going to deal with what you've got right now. And then be
now,
ready.
The question I wanted to ask you, and I don't know, maybe I've gone too long for you, was I wanted to ask about if there was any love for me in the future as far as a good partner is concerned.
Well, of course there is. There's no need for you to be concerned about that. You're going to have a wonderful partner. The challenge is that you need to invest in yourself so that you'll be able to recognize the individual. And that you're in a space right now that if you were to have a partner, you would put the partner first and you'd take the back seat. You'd ride even on the back bumper. I don't want you to do that. I want you to take care of you. Because when that special person comes into your life, that person is going to be a partner in the real sense. And they need to be on the same level that you're in. In other words, they're not going to be petty or whiny because you're not available. You're not going to feel like you're married to someone that's 5 years old. Because that's really what you want. You want marriage. You want the big M. There's nothing wrong with that, for heaven's sake. But you don't have to compromise. And you don't have to take the first thing that walks along, you know, and that says, ooh, I think you're alive. And you go, oh, gee, that's great. I'm glad someone knows I'm breathing. You don't need that kind of person in your life.
Okay, that's good, because that's what I've been doing.
Good for you. Keep it up. And just know that it's the right patterning for you. You are learning so many things right now, and you are so sensitive to so much. Take advantage of it, hon. Be who you are. And you're going to find that right partner is going to be there for you and for the right reasons. And they're going to want to be with you through thick and thin. They're going to want to be with you to see your successes and vice versa.
Oh, that's great.
Well, Jill, congratulations to a wonderful year that you have ahead of yourself. You're going to work hard, but it's good.
Yeah, I don't mind working hard. Donna, thank you so much. What you had to say really resonated true with me, and it was good to have someone give me that advice other than myself. So I'm going to act on it. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome, and a very happy New Year to you also.
Yes, happy New Year to you too, Donna.
Take care, my dear.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo. Hey, if you want to call in, I'd be delighted to chat with you. And don't forget, also, when you call in, if maybe you've had a unique experience and you say, Donna, I've had this dream or I've had this out-of-body experience or this, that, or the other, I'm happy to discuss it with you. This is something that this show is all about, is being open to information and understanding. I don't know everything, but what I do know, I'm more than happy to share with you. So give me a buzz if you like at 888-627-6008. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about the side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep at night because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without the side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Toprasin will work for you. We offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want the pain relief without the side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Duane Reade, Quick Check Pharmacies, and Wegmans. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store near you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Do you have children between the ages of 3 to 10? Do you love children's books and collect them? Then you'll want to know about God's Kiss, the award-winning illustrated children's book that has been enjoyed by families around the world. 15 beautiful illustrations by Pacific Northwest artist Ed Gedros accompany this lovely story about a little boy named Johnny that will capture your heart and mind in a very special way. Multicultural and non-denominational in content, it will become a family favorite that you and your children will want to read again and again. This book is available by itself through Amazon, or if you contact me, Donna Sebo, directly, you can get a personalized signed copy. There is also a talking book. You can order the talking book CD by contacting me via email, donna@delphiinternational.com, or by calling 253-582-5604. You can also visit my website, delphiinternational.com, to see more details. God's Kiss is a family classic that belongs in everyone's library. Get your copy now.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Welcome back. Telephone number, if you'd like to call in and chat with me, is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. I had to chuckle when I was with some people this past weekend. I know, just like the rest of you, that the holiday was a very, very busy one. And I had a conversation with someone, and they wanted to know what I thought about 2012 and all of the dire predictions. And I said, you know what? You are going to do just fine. It's going to be amazing how many good things are going to come out of 2012. And so many times when doomsdayers get started, and if you check back through history, there's always been an abundance of them at some time or another, and many times it's been a real gimmick. I remember back in the 90s, there were the doomsdayers that we were all just going to fall off the edge of the whatever, here in the Pacific Northwest and on the West Coast, and everybody should move to the middle of the country. And have you noticed they've been having earthquakes lately in the middle of the country and tornadoes and all kinds of happy little events there? But and we're still here. We're still floating here in the Pacific Northwest and in California, doing quite nicely, thank you very much. But the reality is that if you come from a positioning of fear, you're always going to have a challenge, because the fear is going to blind you to whatever the facts and the realities are. And Mother Nature has an amazing way of taking care of things and enabling us to know sometimes well in advance when something is going to happen in a negative way. But the thing is, we usually don't pay attention. So relax about 2012. Realize that you will have opportunity, maybe adventure in your life. And there can be some storms that hit. Is the weather changing? Yes. But there's a lot more behind the weather besides the spheres that are being promoted by so many people. When you look at history of the Earth has gone through shifts and changes, and we can't do anything about it. The volcanic activity alone that is going on this planet could heat up everybody's water substantially in a very short period of time. But you don't hear a lot of conversation about that. This isn't going to be the first and only time that a shift in the Earth and in the environments on the Earth has happened. It has happened. It really has happened so many times before. When you study Egypt, when you look at the history of Egypt, at one time it was a tropical paradise. Alaska was a tropical paradise. So much goes on that we're not aware of, and it's buried. When you pay attention to things and you start digging and asking questions, you'll find that there's a lot of cycles that have gone on through history. Today's world, believe it or not, we have advantages that are so far superior to many, many periods in history. Now, in and of itself, can it all disappear? Absolutely. Happened before, it can happen again. So you need to take assurance in the fact that as human beings, we've been around for millions of years, and we're going to be around probably for a lot longer. But don't base your actions on fear. Find out the truth. Try to get as much fact as you can. And when you do that, then you're going to feel like you have a chance to be able to make a difference in your own world. You know, the old saying is if you just take care of your own backyard, you're going to make a big contribution to the world. Believe me, that is a truth. Personal responsibility has a rippling effect. And if you give a good example, you're going to find other people are going to benefit from it. So take pride in who you are. If you're trying to find a new avenue in life because maybe you're out looking for a job or the job market that you've had an interest in is disappearing and maybe you have to evolve into something else, be glad you have the opportunity to reinvent yourself. Be glad you're not living in a part of the world where you wouldn't have a hope or a prayer of even doing that. But you can. So this is your opportunity. We're coming into a new year. This new year is going to enable you to make choices. Take time to enjoy that, and you'll find out that your world is going to be a much richer place. Now, I've got some wonderful suggestions from Krista, and it was, you know, I thought it was just great. It's the top 10 ways to sabotage your success in 2012. Well, I know we're just about out of time, so I want to say I will share that with you tomorrow. Oh, speaking of tomorrow, let me let you know about the people that are coming on for the rest of the week. We're going to be talking tomorrow with Erica Loberg. Now, she has written a book that was so intriguing. It's called Inside the Insane, and it is dealing with bipolar disorders. This is a woman that wrote a story about her experiences, and she's a medical professional. Wonderful gal. We're going to be talking with her tomorrow. And then an extraordinary career in life, Brad Worthley, is a man that I met in New York, and he really has a wonderful attitude, and I think it's a great way to get ready to go into a new year of opportunity. So we're going to be talking with him on Thursday, and then on Friday we're going to be talking about the Bare Bones Weekend Business Plan. That's right. We're going to show you how you can, in a mere 2 days, really make a difference about how you plan your life, what you do for yourself on so many levels. Ellen Rohr is my guest. So we're going to be closing out this year so that you can start into the new year with a lot of enthusiasm and an attitude, not just of gratitude, but expectation and enthusiasm. I want you to be able to know that 2012 is going to be a year where you're going to make a difference in your life in such a special way, because you're the one that's going to step up to the plate of opportunity, shake hands with yourself and say, I'm going to do it. This year is going to be a year of incredible achievement and success for me as an individual. Donna Sebo here. We'll be talking with Erica Loberg tomorrow. I hope you'll join me. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. This is Donna Sebo. We'll talk with you right here on BBS Radio. Same time, same place. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.